Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard. Got a very interesting message lined up for you tonight, and we hope that you can call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy's on the air. We're going to go into the scriptures to lay a little groundwork, if you will, a sort of gestalt that we can build on current events of the now generation. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in perhaps one of the most trying times since the beginning of times. Did you know that the Bible indicates that there is no shortage for evil or men that will be seduced to become evil because they love money? Well, we're going to talk about that tonight. Along with perhaps one of the most pressing issues we believe that needs to be addressed to the religious community. And if you're listening in tonight for a religious message, you're going to be quite surprised with how we're going to take and what road we'll take into the revelation of the message tonight. Now, in the Bible, there are 611 verses. Now, think about this. 600, you know, six is a number of man, and I guess it's very fitting that 611, and you know that 11 stands for division. And basically, fundamentally, that's true because six, the number of man, with 11 between the division of men, there is good men and there is evil men. Evil far outnumber good men. And when I say good men, I'm including, of course, the product or offspring of man, which is woman, and then their offspring. So when I say man, I'm talking about people in general that were born before the foundation of the world with their names on the Lamb's Book of the Covenant Principles of a divine people that were chosen before the foundation of the world to be good. Now, the Bible said you either make the tree good and the fruit good or the tree corrupt and the fruit corrupt. So it's light and darkness doing the battle in here, and evil in sure numbers wins out every time. Now it looks like because so many men, as 2 Timothy tells us here in 3:13, but evil men, now I want you to remember that word. Remember, straight is the way and narrow's the gate, and a few are the good, and only the good can walk thereon. No unclean thing will walk on the highway of holiness. Now, that highway of holiness is not your way, but his way. And you have to conform. You have to change. You have to be altered, or you have to be illuminated, shown the light. No man can walk in darkness. And so if the light don't shine in your highway or on your pathway, you will be of all men most miserable if only you have faith
among the wicked that will die as evil men and shall return to the dust from which they came. You see, there's no hope for the evil. Now, evil men and seducers. We're going to talk about evil men with a plot, a conspiracy, if you will, to destroy the major bulk of a genetic race that is upon the earth. And this warfare is planned, intentional, diabolical, to its farthest roots. And then the Bible says that the root of all evil, we're going to examine that, just for sheer wealth, or power, or prestige, or both, thinking that they are amounting to something in the world, that which is highly esteemed among man, as I referred to you last Sunday night on the Scarlet Robe series, and ladies and gentlemen, beginning in the morning, the conclave of the cardinal robes. These are robes of red. And we told you what the scarlet robes signified and typified. And so then you need to watch for the news of this next pope who will sit upon this seat of authority as they join in the diabolical plot to bring the world into a new world order. This is orchestrated by the powerful rich. I'm talking about the men that own the wealth, not of the nation or nations, but of the world. Now, I've done told you that 3% of the ruling elite, and I would dare say, with the liberty of the scriptures, and the Bible said to prove all things, that 95% of these men that are caught up are the men that is referred to in 2 Timothy 3:13. Now, remember what the Messiah said in Matthew chapter 24, to watch for the signs in the sky. Have you ever seen in the morning planes, tankers? These are tankers. You can't see them from your observation point up on the earth because they fly almost out of sight, but they can be seen. And you can see these trails of vapor, or at least they look like vapor. They look like innocent contrails. Now, they're flowing as they checkerboard or slice the ribbons of white, innocent-looking contrails across the sky. And later in the afternoon, you can see the whole sky covered as these clouds disperse. And they know at what intervals to slice across the sky, usually from east to west. But sometimes they will fly from north to south, and this is dependent upon the weather patterns, because they want to catch what we call the wind trail, or better known as the jet stream, so that these trails, and we got a word for them, they are not contrails, although they innocently look as such, but you see, a contrail only lasts for a short amount of time. Usually within 30 minutes, the contrail is dissimulated, and you'll not see much of effect of the contrail. But a chemtrail, we're going to identify these that you see dispersing in the sky above you, wherever you live, or wherever you congregate, in all states. And this is what is very alarming. There is indication that these chemtrails are being sprayed on a worldwide basis. We're going to talk about that tonight, by evil men and seducers. Now, they will know nation will talk about what these chemtrails are. Now, they've been analyzed by independent laboratories, men, good men that are concerned about our environment and our state of health. And have you ever noticed, if you've ever had the unfortunate displeasure, I couldn't say it's a pleasure to go to a doctor or a doctor's office or an emergency room hospital, or even as much as being entered into a hospital. But have you ever gone to these medical facilities that I just mentioned and see the enormous increase of crowds? Now, these are the seducers. This is the pharmaceutical concerns that doctor the symptoms of these seducers that are waxing worse and worse. Now, this word wax is interesting in 2 Timothy 3:13 because I believe it applies to the present day of evil men plotting to poison the atmosphere with chemicals and pharmaceuticals that are placed deliberately. Now, for whatever reason, we could speculate one way or the other, but let's get into the reasons why the deeper diabolical plot, if you will, of these evil men that the Bible speaks of in 2 Timothy 3:13, of all places. Three, and I told you last week, and on the Sunday night Shepherd's Call broadcast, that there were three unclean spirits that would come forth in the last days to button down or to nail down and confirm the authenticity and what we call the prophetical word of God. It is written 2,000 years ago or thereabout, that evil men and seducers would wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now, we talked about the conglomerate of the demon nations. These are the harlots that come out of the great whore of Revelation 13, which we covered in our two-hour series on the scarlet robe of the election of the cardinals that are now convening in Rome, the seven hill city that sits there as a jewel of corruption, not a jewel of goodness or a jewel of favoritism by the Holy Father, but a jewel of corruption and a cup full of the abominations of the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in desperate, wicked times with evil men waxing seducingly worse and worse, deceiving, listen to me, deceiving even the very elect, if possible. Now, how do you escape the deception of the conspiratorial plot to destroy a certain group, if not, you know, it rains upon the just and the unjust, but my intentions of truth tonight is to explain to you that the diabolical plot of evil is to rid the earth of good. Now, let me repeat that. The diabolical, this is from a demonic inspiration of those who love money. And the Bible said in 1 Timothy 6:10 that the love of money is the root of all evil. And so then, if you follow the money trail, and like I said, 3% of the world's population control 97%, that's 97% of the collected world's wealth. And we're talking about real money. We're not talking about dollars or euros, although euro is probably 20 to 30% don't really remember what percentage that is backed up by gold. In other words, that's a reserve held in store by the major powers that brought the euro on to do battle, the two horns locking together, if you will, on the beast. That is the battle of the European euro versus the horn of Revelation 13 of the Lamb that grew horns and began to speak like a beast. This is the Federal Reserve Federal Note System that was brought forth as an unjust weight and balance of exchange to take the place of silver and gold with no guarantee of any silver as the United States in a gold exchange era had gold and silver. These are the precious metals and the true weights and just balances of a republic believing or trusting in Almighty Yahweh for the redemption of your day's wages. Now, that's been corrupted by what we call the note system of paper. This is worthless paper backed up by power of a beast system. We have two now vying for power. I predict, now listen to me carefully, I predict that the euro will win the battle of the economics according to the book of Revelations. Now, that's what I foresee. So then, evil men will wax worse and worse. But Yahweh in 1 Peter says, listen to this, you know what faith it takes at these dark hours when many people are persuaded that Yahweh delays his coming and they have cast the truth to the ground. And truth is vanishing from the heart of men because of the onslaught or the increase of evil. Now, the Bible said when evil increases, good men hide themselves from the wicked kings or the wicked system. 1 Peter 3:12. For the eyes, listen to this, this will give you hope, righteous men and women that are standing in these terrible times when there are actually tests, DNA manipulations, cloning, genetic cell insertions of the food chain. This is diabolically. All of it has a motive of evil and seducement behind it. Have you ever noticed, particularly in the last couple of years, how people in mass have been scared by their own governments to adopt or to take or to submit to be seduced to receiving the vaccinations that are being mass produced in some kind of chemical concoction that I believe is detrimental to the health of those recipients that receive or seduced into taking, because I believe it plays into the hands of those diabolically opposed to good. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, there is not an increase in diseases by nature. There is an increase in diseases by artificial or chemical concocted means, and these are where we enter into diabolical plots to deceive the very elect or scare. Remember, the Bible said fear has torment. Notice the news. It's all slanted toward convicting you as a chicken little to notice that the sky indeed is falling. Well, the Father wants you to look up and discern what's going on in the sky. And one of the signs was that there would be fearful signs in the heavens. And one of the most fearful, whether you realize this or not, it looks innocent. It looks like nature made these white, puffy, innocent-looking clouds to float above your head. And in doing so, we accept without any cry, as dumb sheep led innocently naively to the slaughter. Now, if they can genetically or diabolically concoct a concoction and seduce you to drink the cup of poison and poison your bodies, poison yourselves. You see, the body, the Bible speaks about, and I indeed am more aware now at my age of 70 years of age, how that the body, to ward off these diseases and these man-made concoctions or cocktails of what I call evil, how the body is made to throw them off. And yet, each time your body is attacked by foreign agents that are induced diabolically to weaken your immune system, to bring you down, and to form you as a pattern, that they give you a lifespan already orchestrated and made known to the general public that your lifespan for a male is 68.4 years of age if you live in the United States, and it decreases dramatically into the third world countries or countries that are as not advanced to where you can go. And listen to me, in the advancement, it's not the quantity of your lifespan. It is the quality. And the quality is diminishing as though the quality was meant to be in nature. Man has stepped in and evil seducers have introduced into the air, and this is the oxygen chain. This is one of the most effective ways to bring about a decline in the population. And we have looked at certain figures that indicate out of the 6 billion, remember the earth could sustain, because we only cover 1/3 of the earth with land, 2/3 is covered with the ocean, but we have made the ocean sick. The waters have become wormwood, or chernobyl in Russian to wormwood into English, to where the mercury and the nuclear containment of contamination in the actual products that we eat from the sea and from the rivers with fertilizer runoff, we are now ingesting. And oh, if only your eyes could see what the Smithfield scopes, the microscopes, could see. The naked eye is hid from these micro evil agents lurking in the products and in the food chain that we are now ingesting to build up contamination to the point that we are sick. And then we go to the medical established, the pharmaceutical giants. We're going to talk about some of them tonight if we have time. We're going to look at some of the things that we have in the world that's going on even as we speak for this diabolical plot to destroy possibly. Now listen to me, this is where it's going to get fearful. But the Bible said fear has torment. And what are they trying to inject into our character or into our physiology, if you will, into our minds? Remember, seducing is mind control. The Bible uses the word seducing. And we now are bombarded daily with advertisements that are detrimental to the body. We're told to eat this quickly. We live in a fast-paced society. We micro this and micro that. We want something instantly. Food cooked, preserved, or to eaten fresh and whole that has the cell structure nutrients. Rather than tricking the body and making the belly, and remember the Bible said in the last days, a man's belly will become his God. And as the belly grows, the God set of seduction increases to where? And ladies and gentlemen, this has gone on, if you will. We've been receiving that, our military particularly has been receiving vaccinations since 1920, World War I. And oh my, how it has increased. I know I went into the service in the 50s. And of course, they had what is described as overseas shot. If you went overseas, you had to be shot for this and that. And we were told even then, but let me give you something here. This is after World War II. At that time, in 1946, this is all public information, future pharmaceutical czar George Merck reported to the U.S. Secretary of War that he had managed to weaponize the toxin extracted from the Brucella bacterium and to isolate it into an indestructible crystalline form using only the DNA particles. Now, that's just an innocent statement, and, you know, we just pass off our pharmaceutical establishments as people that are working on our behalf. But is it true that they are? When you go to the medical system, they treat the symptoms rather than teach you the cure. Now, the cure is fear of Yahweh, the beginning of knowledge. Then knowledge increases and you'll learn the ways to benefit your body. I am most appreciative of my physical being at 70 years old. And at my age, there is at least 28% of people at my age that are incapacitated into a nursing home and are given around the clock, whether they're cared for or not, they're paying the bill around the clock. And usually this is attached to some kind of insurance, or, if you will, Social Security or Medicaid, some kind of a system that puts you on a system where that the medical system can, as a leech, draw from your account your life savings and or your retirement while you lay incapacitated, and if you will, if you are drugged up and out of your mind with some of the things that we talk about, we're going to talk about in this series of the bacterium that has been linked to a variety of diseases, including AIDS, cancer, diabetic conditions, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and arthritis, just to name a few, and probably would go over into the chronic fatigue syndrome. And our medical establishments that care for the sick have increased dramatically to the point that each day hospitals and new health facilities around the world, not only in the United States, in the United States on the Western diet, and maybe perhaps the chemical environment that we have to breathe in, and we are like a test in a test tube environment for those who are evil that have no intention of bettering our position in the earth, rather that they could strip us of our necessary wealth into a system that would benefit the government as it increases in its hidden funds. And we've talked about that before, that there are two sets of books for all government institutions, including at the state or the county and the state into the federal levels. All these have secret hidden sets of books, just like the government itself has a secret government hidden within a government that runs. It's called the shadow government, the New World Order government. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm just not popping off at the mouth. I know that you that know what Pastor Buddy is bringing to you tonight is the absolute truth And the Father would not let you be ignorant that chronic fatigue is coming upon the rural. And what do? They turn to synthetic drugs or synthetic vitamins and synthetic minerals away from the natural food of organic growing, which even in an organic environment, it's the best deal going, of course. But it itself has to survive in an earth that has been over-farmed. Remember the Bible structure of the theocratical government of under the laws of Yahweh. We have not observed his ways. And the Bible says they that forget Yahweh will be turned into hell with all nations that forget God. Now let me repeat that for a warning to you who would seek to go against or seek some other form of salvation for your body and for your mind and for your health and for your strength. Remember, the Bible says that many will become weak for this cause. Many are weak among you. Fibromyalgia, fatigue syndrome, AIDS, cancer, diabetic conditions, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, arthritis. We could go on and on and on with elements that are presenting themselves into the physical body along with the mind that has been brainwashed and made fearful of things that are coming upon the earth. Remember, the Bible would conclude that the mood of the world or the nations or the earth at the time that we're talking about, that would have a fearful looking upon things that were to come. Now, who's given us this mindset? Evil men seducing the mind of man to turn us into panicking, to run to the vaccinations, triggered by the impulses of subliminal suggestion in the media exchange and the power that it has by diabolical plotting of men that rule over the good. Now remember this. The evil are ruling in the seats of authority. Remember I told you last week that the kings of the earth would commit fornication with the whore. This is the lady of religious persuasion that would deceive the whole world. And I gave you the figures of Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. Throw them in a group, as the old saying goes down here in the hills of East Tennessee, that you put them in a sack and shake them, and it doesn't matter who comes out because everything's going to be evil, rotten to the core. Evil men waxing worse and worse. An aerial spraying of the crystals veil the chemtrails was actually deployed on Chinese and Korean populations during the Korean War in the 50s. Many veterans of the war later developed MS as a result. The Army recognized that the MS was Rosella-related and paid the veterans a compensation with admission. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it seemed like that the evil that they'd done to ours was acceptable as long as we did it to the enemy. Evil men waxing worse and worse using this Rosella-related crystals veil chemtrails. So it's been around since the 50s, ladies and gentlemen, and now it has been intensified. The last 10 years has been intensified along with vaccination encouragement. And ladies and gentlemen, I was amazed at the media as they made the masses fearful that there was a shortage. Remember, the 3 years ago, they couldn't give these vaccines away, hardly, when they suggested that old people come and get them. Most people that got them developed flu-like symptoms, fibromyalgia, or some of the diseases that were common related to these that are caused by vaccination. People say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you are so backward, and you know that this is the best thing that's been invented since sliced bread. If we hadn't got this, all this would break out, and all this would break out, and all this. What did people do 1,000, maybe 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago when we can read about the prosperity of the people until they waxed evil and it ended the civilization of known past, even the Roman Empire, by simple procedures of miscegenation, agreeing to mix the races, crossing the blood, which brings in certain genetic diseases that the bloodstream cannot, will not, and should not fight off or become immune to. That's all warning in the Bible, and yet we deny the Bible. We deny the issues because it brings separation. Because His ways are not our ways, and we certainly will not conform to the good. We always are quick to do evil and slow to do good. And so then, the majority of people upon the earth with good intentions. Did you know literally billions of peoples are worshiping God in ignorance? And He said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And yet when you teach knowledge and when you bring correction, the Bible said the word of God is for correction. And yet men love to have their ears tickled rather than face the hardships of correction, because correction means change. And usually it's a change against the grain. Because the traditions of man has made void the word of God. And remember, the Bible said they will cast the truth to the ground and prosper. Now, who is prospering here? Evil men waxing worse and worse with hypnotic seduction to encourage you to actually become a victim, and sheep led to the slaughter. And all my people who are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and therefore, since you reject knowledge, I will reject you. And the prophets of God, the prophets of truth, the prophets of natural ability, those rather than that are schooled to speak the official line of the 501(c) crowd. And yet the prophets that have to preach from the street and shout it on the housetop, that proclaim it, poor preachers like myself, poor ministers, poor prophets that have nothing but rich in faith, poor as the world standard goes. We can't fly across the chemtrail filled skies in our Lear jets, adding to the pollution woes of those that have to breathe a toxic, manufactured bacterium that is being sprayed daily that we breathe through. Remember that nature itself has given you, just for the natural dust and pollution, not counting the chemicals, which even the hairs in your nostrils. Did you know that the ears contain hair, and yet that's a sin to have a hair showing in your nose or in your hair? And so we have them clipped out at the beauty salons, trying to dress up the outward to make him look good as he becomes sick and infected with the pollution, because he's destroyed his natural ability to filter, and even the lungs itself has these little fibers, fiber optic hairs, if you will. And as you breathe in nature, the hairs are swept down as in a broom-like motion. And then as we exhale, all of the pollution particles of natural dust, smoke, or whatever that we inhale is extracted from the lungs in a natural way. And yet we are now enticed and seduced to smoke cigarettes and breathe concoction that are sprayed into the air in a natural setting, innocent as it is. And we breathe these things daily, inhaling these intoxicants to where we become sick and weak. And then we turn to the pharmaceutical industry for the answers. And the doctor, when we go to him, he asks, of course, what's wrong? Well, doctor, I'm short of breath. My heart is given away. You see, since we've taken all of the nature's diet system and shut them and gone to these diets of low fat and all of these things that we're on have become more sick, and our arteries and our blood vessels and our cells are literally, collectively, starving to death for oxygen and for nutrients that come from the air to give you power into the bloodstream that enlivens the body and invigorates it to live, along with the natural nutrients that man was given to put into his body. Now, we could talk all night on that subject, but let me get on with the mycoplasma that for decades that the Veterans Administration paid compensation for the many veterans that were later developed these diseases that we sprayed during the 50s, and now the intensification. Now, listen, Mr. Merck, one of the largest, still one of the largest in 1946, like I say, developed this weaponized this toxin extracted from the Vicella bacterium and isolated it into an indestructible crystalline form using only the DNA particles. Now we have DNA manipulation. We have just recently, within the last couple of years, cracked the code on the DNA process. Now more is being done behind the scenes by evil men with the DNA manipulation knowledge than what is being reported in the media for the knowledge, or textbooks for that matter. Our cells are being manipulated. Our DNA weaknesses are being capitalized upon, particularly blood types. Now, when I say blood types, there is a particular people upon the earth, and we are called the sheep. This is the people that the evil, the diabolical plots of evil men that have waxed worse and worse, they are going about their business of destroying the good from the earth. Now, if they do, they rule, they win, hands down. But if they cannot destroy even the very elect with the bacterium that has been linked to a variety of diseases, in addition, now listen to this, how they infect the carriers of nature. Now listen to this, this is amazing. And people think, well, I really don't know. I've always said this, and this is against the scientific information that's available in textbook. But I'll still say this. I still say that a mosquito that bites a man and drains or extracts blood from its victim and then lights upon some good, innocent person free of that disease could, now I'm going to say could because I know I'm going against what science tells us, but maybe they are not telling us all we should know. In this case, men would be more careful of what they're letting go on behind the scenes of these systems that are governed or run by evil men with evil intentions. Now, in the 1950s, mosquitoes were heavily tested with pathogen dispersal agents. The pathogen dispersal agents was from parasite laboratories, particularly in Bellevue, Canada. They admittedly raised 100 million mosquitoes per month. They were then shipped to certain universities around the country and other facilities where they were infected with a crystalline disease agent. Now listen, folks. This is governments that are using people as human guinea pigs. So you say, brother, buddy, they would not dare. Ladies and gentlemen, the government in the 50s, while using atomic tests and knowing that the radiation was deadly and caused cancer, knowing that the labs and the tests knew that, but in defense of national security, would sacrifice its own people, whether it was in mass or a few, they would just become a number. And they completely denied it until the people or the victims that contacted leukemia and other cancers that were exposed to these tests, atomic tests in the 50s, all around the world for that matter, when we had mass testing by the United States, Russia, then China, Great Britain, France, and other countries that were involved around the earth, extensive nuclear and atomic testing to bring about radiation exposure, and then waited until the statute of limitations where they would not have to pay the majority of those infected or diseased or made sick by the introduction of these agents. Finally admitted, yes, we are sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, are we going to sit idly by as a majority of the people, who is the government? It's on record that a large outbreak of chronic fatigue was reported in 1957 in Tuscarora, Florida. The previous week, before that, a huge influx of mosquitoes was reported by the health department in that area. And the National Institute of Health stated that 450 persons became ill with chronic fatigue within the month. And many such deaths have been carried on civilians over the last 50 years, increasing to the point where Merck's chief scientist stated recently that the Gersala pathogen is now carried, listen to this, by everyone in North America and possibly the world. Let me repeat that. A Dr. Maurice Silliman, Merck's chief at that time, current chief, stated that the Gersala pathogen is now carried or in the bloodstream or in the cells. And some of these are laying dormant in healthy bodies, other bodies that can't fight off or ward off, become victim. And I believe that this is intentional to bring the earth population down to a reported, and we got 6 billion, and the objective is to at least eliminate 4 billion people. Now, is there antidotes against the things that the victims, if you will, the dumb sheep led astray, led to the slaughter, is a better word, through vaccinations and these pharmaceutical controls? Ladies and gentlemen, we are in perilous times. And you'll know that when you go to the doctor's office or the emergency room with shortness of breath or viral microplasma injected diseases of some kind. They'll mask or cosmetically cover with these pharmaceuticals. They even entice the doctors to hand out a poison to camouflage or to mask or treat the symptoms rather than the cause. And they get free, if you will. They are paid handsomely with enticement. This is the seducing part. To prescribe these certain medicines that become lethal in a short period of time, as you are now taken off the rolls, as you have worked possibly for 40 or 50 years into the system, and now you are removed from the system, all your benefits are then returned to sender. Oh my, is there a plot to schedule your death in a timely fashion to where you could not earn the benefit? Do you know now that one of the greatest debates among the system that we have here in America is Social Security? And they're telling us it's going to be broken. We got to change it. And they're wanting to go into stocks, investment, rather than pay off the payrolls as they have done since of the 1935, 40, wherever they brought on Social Security. And about 1933, they took us off the gold standard and brought in the terrible color of green, which lusted to envy rich, powerful men. And ladies and gentlemen, what's going on right now? We're in a war, a rich man's war in Iraq. And our soldiers will now come back to face the consequences as the soldiers in the Gulf War syndrome area of the first Gulf War. And the second will be much broader, with a sick population of those that have served the cause of rich men for oil and power and prestige, among other things that I could get into and won't now. Let me pass something on to you right now that could be very, very interesting for your knowledge. Since 9/11, all U.S. airports have become fully under military control. According to credible sources, there is a Sabrosa project known as Cloverleaf that uses domestic air carriers retrofitted with special tanks to spray civilian populations with a variety of chemicals. And you say, ah, Pastor Buddy, they wouldn't do that to us. There is retired government scientists now speaking out and go on to say that reconstructed versions of the flu could be inserted into vaccinations or vaccines, along with a more benign strain of the inoculum, in order to slow the progression of its more deadly component. In other words, it's a timed agent that will gradually take its toll as you doctor at the pharmaceutical outlets of legalized death portions of chemical coverage of cosmetic application to diseases. This will bring about chemicals in the chemtrails reported nationwide over the preceding decade may assist the viral envelope to fuse with lung cells. Now listen to me. Guaranteeing ease of penetration and infection. People will pass along the flu-like symptoms to others and then start dropping or dying like flies. This will cause a panic demand for more flu shots, thus accelerating the cycle. And persons not so inoculated will be blamed for spreading the disease. Man, oh man, how effective the evil seducers are waxing worse and worse. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my time has come and gone, and I've just barely scratched the surface of this message on evil men and seducers waxing worse and worse in the 21st century, the now. Reality is at our door. It's now in the heavens. Look up. Because a coat of chemical application will fall onto you as sure as you are living and breathing entity. You will breathe in this infectious particles through the viral envelope that will fuse with your lung cells and be activated with vaccination to slowly, as you practice the pharmaceutical route of doctoring and paying out the nose, and you become a victim of circumstances, you're told, beyond your control. If you'd like to write me tonight, this is Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Spot. You can write me at Post Office Box 2284. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. Now let me give you that again slowly. If you're writing this down, that's simply Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live. This is the 17th day of the month of April. Remember, we will be in fellowship in Andrews, North Carolina, with the celebration of the second Passover on May the 20th. Call for our free information concerning direction, events, times, schedules, hotels, motels, etc. That will be May the 20th in celebration with Pastor Buddy in Andrews, North Carolina, with all our brothers and sisters that will be gathering, the few that will, and we'll celebrate the second Passover. That's in Andrews, North Carolina, on May the 20th. We'd like to see you there. And in that week of teaching, we will teach the certain truths that we don't have time to go into on our radio program. So if you'd like to join us in celebration of the second Passover for 7 days, beginning on the 20th, the night of the 20th, on May the 20th in 2005. Join us in celebration. Now, if you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. Now, that's area code 423-626-2172. Now, I'm live tonight, and you can actually call me tonight live. I'd like to give you Dr. Gary's toll-free number, or Dr. Jack's. You can call either one of these, and pledge support to Pastor Buddy. That's Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439, to support our radio broadcast, or Dr. Jack at 1-888-281-7320. We'd be much obliged. Now, remember, next Sunday night, if Yahweh willing, we will continue with part two of Evil Men in this Present Generation. Until then, this is Pastor Buddy saying I'll see you next Sunday night. I'm not going to be able to do it.